Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. Thank you so much. Tesla has initiated the deployment of its latest full self-driving software version, or the FSD. This is version 12.3.4, which is a pretty okay update for Tesla and their driving assistance systems. It caught attention by electric vehicle enthusiasts, Tesla owners, and especially legacy model owners on this update. And positive feedback has started with the Tesla community, particularly from those who have received the FSD supervised 12.4 or 12.3.4 update. So the initial reactions here suggest an enhancement in the system's performance and capabilities. This is contributing to the growing anticipation and discussion among all Tesla owners, but especially older Tesla owners, older model Tesla owners. Now, this is an unexpected development with this extension of this update to older Model S and Model X update vehicles. Now, the legacy vehicles here, equipped with earlier versions of Tesla's hardware, have been included in the rollout, providing they have undergone the MCU2 upgrade. Now, this decision by Tesla extends the benefits of the new FSD version to a broader range of its fleet of vehicles. Now, the software tracking platform, not a Tesla app, disclosed the release notes for the FSD supervised version 12.3.4 within the 2024 3.15 update. Interestingly, these notes mirrored those of its predecessor, 12.3.3, indicating a continuity in the features and improvements offered by the FSD system, which has moved beyond its beta phase. Now, Tesla's own description of the FSD capabilities shows that they're getting more sophisticated while emphasizing the necessity for driver vigilance. The company states, under your supervision, full self-driving supervised can drive your Tesla almost anywhere. It will make lane changes, select forks to follow your navigation route, navigate around other vehicles and objects, and make left and right turns. You and anyone you authorized must use additional caution and remain attentive. Does not make your vehicle autonomous. Do not become complacent. Now, this is different from older releases, where they don't mention a lot of this stuff. They don't mention a lot of supervised driving here. So they're basically saying, hey, you have to be in control of your vehicle, but also we're going to take control of your vehicle at the same time. Be attentive. Do what you got to do. Pretend you're kind of driving, but just stay aware of what's happening. Now, do not become complacent. That's important here. Now, meanwhile, TeslaScope, another software tracking service, has reported some technical hitches with the 2024 3.15 update, noting a higher than usual rate of installation failures, and Tesla is reportedly aware of these issues and is actively working on rectifying them, offering reassurance to affected drivers. No one's been bricked yet. Everything looks okay. It's just going to take a little while to roll out to some other people. Now, the new iteration of the FSD system, as seen in action in early footage, shows notable advancements in its ability to navigate complex urban environments. This is huge. This is exemplified by a video from a seasoned FSD tester, which showcases the system refined navigation capabilities through city streets. And people are posting videos all over the place on social media about this, and it is looking pretty good for Tesla. Now, Tesla's rollout of FSD 12.3.4 is part of a broader strategy to enhance its vehicle's autonomous driving capabilities. The inclusion of this update in the 2024 3.15 package extends FSD access to older Model S and Model X vehicles, as well as newer Model 3, signaling a significant expansion of the tech across Tesla's lineup. Now, the Cybertruck remains an exception in Tesla's current portfolio regarding FSD accessibility. Given its recent introduction and ongoing production ramp-up, the absence of FSD in the Cybertruck aligns with expectations for newer model integrations. The transition from FSD beta to supervised with the previous 12.3.3 update set the stage for the broader application of the technology, including its availability for older vehicle models. Now, this move shows that Tesla's continuously improving and expanding the reach of its autonomous driving technology, but also putting a little bit more into the driver's hands, making sure that they don't say that full self-driving is actually autonomous driving. Say you have to have a heads up, supervised. You have supervised driving here. This goes against everything about full self-driving that Tesla has been spouting about for the last decade or so, that they could get these vehicles to full self-driving capabilities. Possibly sometimes Elon has said within a year, but that was 4 years ago. So the transition for the FSD beta to supervised with the previous 12.3.3 update set the stage for broader application of the technology, of course, including those older vehicles. And the improvements to Tesla's Auto Park feature and its expansion to vehicles equipped with ultrasonic sensors, or USS, has been met with patience by owners. Focus of the latest update appears to be on broadening the availability of FSD version 12 to more vehicles rather than enhancing specific features such as Auto Park. Now, vehicles with USS are poised for future enhancements, not only in Auto Park functionality, but also in high fidelity park assist features. These advancements were previously introduced to vehicles lacking USS, indicating a phased approach to future development. Now, a significant technology leap in the FSD supervised system is the integration of a single end-to-end neural network for city street driving. This network, trained on vast amounts of video data, replaces hundreds of thousands of lines of traditional coding, marking a pivotal shift in how Tesla approaches autonomous driving software development. They're using AI to study all of these vehicles in the streets, all of the driving, and getting rid of hundreds of thousands of lines of code. Now, as a software developer myself, I can understand trying to get rid of code, and sometimes it's impossible. Luckily, Tesla has very smart, very capable people that can train the neural networks and learn, teach the cars, teach the full self-driving how to drive in the cities with just video. Now, Tesla reiterates the operational guides for the FSD supervised feature, and they need driver engagement and oversight with this one. System is designed to be activated easily and can be disabled as needed, ensuring user control and safety. Now, the Auto Park feature, now enhanced, offers automated parking capabilities, including parallel parking. That's a good one. I'm not that good at parallel parking. So when I get my hands on a Tesla with parallel parking features Auto Park, wow, that's going to be a game changer for me. This feature identifies potential parking spots and guides the vehicle into them, further showcasing Tesla's advancements for the FSD and people like me who are horrible at parallel parking. I've tried so many times and it just doesn't work. I can't figure it out. Now there's visual cues on the displays to identify viable parking spaces, with Auto Park suggesting specific spots, which is great. This interactive element on the Auto Park system enhances the user experience by simplifying the parking process. This could really help in bigger cities where there's very little parking and where you have to squeeze into those tight spots. Maybe Tesla can help with that. We'll see in the future. And we'll keep you covered with all the latest news about 12.3.4 FSD update in the future. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.